Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted that what he called Russian scum would be held accountable after an airstrike killed dozens of people in the city of Poltava. Mr. Zelensky said 51 people had died in the attack on a military institute and nearby hospital, and that efforts were continuing to try to free any survivors from the rubble. Nick Beek is in Poltava.
President Zelensky says there will be a full investigation which looks into this. The military have been talking about the utmost importance of protecting life and limb, protecting people who are serving their country. This is a city which, although like so many other places in Ukraine, has experienced missiles, has experienced regular air raid alerts, but it is very far from the front line. Not far, though, clearly, from the range of Russian missiles which hit with devastating impact earlier today.
Mexico's Supreme Court judges have decided not to work as the lower house of Congress begins debating a controversial proposal to reform the judicial system. By 8-3, the judges agreed to join thousands of court workers who've already begun industrial action. Critics say the proposed changes are an attempt by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to concentrate power in the hands of his left-wing party. Here's our Latin American editor, Will Grant.
It is significant, and I think symbolically it's significant as well. It's saying, you know, from the López Obrador side, this is the will of the people because the judicial system isn't fit for purpose, while those who actually work in the judicial system saying, we don't want this, this undermines democracy, and it's going to basically politicize the judiciary and make it another branch of the executive.
A former aide to the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has been charged with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts. Linda Sun and her husband pleaded not guilty at a court in Brooklyn. The U.S. has charged several Hamas leaders in connection with the group's attack on Israel last October that left around 1,200 people dead. The Justice Department said it was indicting six Hamas members. Here's Carl Nasman.
The criminal charges hold six members of Hamas accountable for planning, supporting, and perpetrating the October 7th assault that killed more than 1,200 people. Among them is Sinwar, the group's leader, who is believed to be in hiding. Three of the others named have been declared dead, including Ismail Haniya, the former political head of Hamas, who Iran says was assassinated by Israel. The charges also include conspiracy to finance terrorism and the use of weapons of mass destruction. A conviction would carry a maximum penalty of life in prison or a death sentence.
Carl Nasman reporting. This is the latest world news from the BBC. Brazil and Colombia have expressed profound concern over an arrest warrant issued against Venezuela's opposition presidential candidate Edmundo González. This is the strongest statement yet by the left-wing leaders of Brazil and Colombia, who have traditionally supported President Nicolas Maduro. They've been trying to mediate a political crisis amid allegations of government fraud in July's presidential election. A preliminary Irish government report has documented almost 2,400 allegations of sexual abuse at religious schools over nearly a century. Almost 900 alleged perpetrators were said to have abused the children, mostly at schools run by the Roman Catholic Church. Ireland's Education Minister Norma Foley said the government would set up a commission to investigate.
The level of abuse is shocking. The report is a harrowing document and contains participants' descriptions of appalling sexual abuse and violence. This includes abuse being perpetrated in front of other children.
The government is also considering financial redress for victims to be paid for by the religious orders. The ancient triumphal archway that stands near the Colosseum in Rome has been damaged by lightning during a powerful storm that struck the Italian capital on Tuesday. Conservationists say blocks of stone were knocked off the 4th century arch of Constantine during the severe storm that brought down trees and flooded streets. At the Paris Paralympics, China has dominated the swimming events on Tuesday, winning four golds and claiming two podium clean sweeps to extend their lead at the top of the medal table. In the men's wheelchair basketball quarterfinals, one of the most anticipated clashes of the day, saw the defending champions, the USA, defeat hosts France. BBC News.